A reading from John 4:1-3. The Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee.
We had talked about he must become greater, I must become less. And here we have John traveling, Jesus traveling back to Galilee from Judea, which is not a huge amount of, but it's pretty far away, and it's a different part of the world. But the key here is that John's ministry and what we have been focusing on for many of these daily discussions is John's amazing importance in Jesus' life. First, it's John's ministry, and then it's a transferal. John baptizes Jesus, and then there's this transference from John to Jesus, and Jesus' ministry then really starts to get underway.
It's interesting, with John's message, or even Jesus, the religious power base doesn't like either of them. John is going to have people turn on him because of the radical nature of his message, and now those same people turn upon Jesus. There's a sense here when it says, when the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. He's from Galilee, and it's the Galileans who are responding to the message. The Judeans don't want to have anything to do with it. And part of it is the Judeans have a certain level of power, and they're afraid that if people start really paying attention to this message that Jesus is bringing, it's going to turn the Roman authorities against them, and they're going to lose their power to a certain degree. And so there's a level of self-protection in either way. Whether rejecting John or rejecting Jesus, it's more about protecting the little kingdom and territory they've set up for themselves.
When you and I were in Israel and Jerusalem, we really got a taste of that. And one of the things that impressed me, and maybe it's my own historical ignorance, but how Israel is a land of Roman ruins and the importance of Rome and how that had changed the power structure from one of religious authority into, in effect, one of political power, because the Jewish leadership in Jerusalem had to kowtow to the Roman authorities if they were going to maintain their own power base. It would not have been as prevalent in Galilee.
Right. And this is part of why John and Jesus have so many followers quickly, because their interpretation is that these two religious reformers are going to turn the Roman government upside down. That's what they want. They want to be liberated. And both John and Jesus, even though their messages are parallel but a little bit different, don't come to bring a political kingdom. They're announcing, behold, the kingdom of God is near.
Right, and that's something that we should remember, because a lot of people have transformed Jesus into a political message of whatever stripe that might be, and that's, if it wasn't true then, it's not true now.
Yeah, Jesus is very political, but he stands above politics completely.
What do you mean by political?
Well, when he speaks out, he's speaking against the political structures of the day.
Okay.
But he never aligns completely with any one political system.
Right.
He is announcing the kingdom of God, which stands above
exactly
and outside of every other kingdom.